This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mail, K4XMR. Then we'd like to welcome Fred, W4SCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI. Next, I'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. Next on the list is Mr. Bill, KC4W. And next we have John, KN4RJN. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DX8. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, and next on the list is KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and last on the pre-net check-ins is W1RPG, that is Robert, and that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
W4CWF. Name's Colin. Located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX.
Colin, you and Dave had a double there. So, Dave, can you give me your call sign again, please, sir?
Oh, Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Let's welcome this fine group in here. First, our net controller and all things SwapNet. KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, to make the home down in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Joy have a wonderful weekend and enjoy Memorial Day tomorrow. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, over in Mill Springs. Colin, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. And Dave, thank you for coming back to me there with your call sign and helping me out in that pile-up. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Serena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they all make their home down in Piedmont. And good to hear y'all tonight, and thank you for stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. pause. We're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN. Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a short chat tonight.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler. And Harry, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around shortly. Thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with us tonight. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. This is Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo, Ryan in Taylor's tonight.
We'd like to welcome Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo, W4EAE. That is Ryan, and I missed your location, please, sir.
Taylor's this evening, normally in Casey, South Carolina.
With down there in Taylor's, and Ryan, thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful trip back home. I don't know exactly where that's at, but I hope you have safe travel, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we will move on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 63 East for each one of you.
For HKX. Here we are. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For HKX. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, Steve in Simpsonville. That's KC4 IVP. Negative and negative.
We'll welcome this group in. First on there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, over in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you, and hope you enjoy your Monday off tomorrow, sir. Thank you for stopping by tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and to make the home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you as soon as I get Harry. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KC4IVP, down in Simpsonville. And Steven, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you coming in here with us. And with that, we will try one more time. India to Lima. India to Lima. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa. Please call KO4HKX. Pleasure to check you in. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. That is our resident elder down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, it's really good to hear you tonight. I appreciate you stopping by also. And thank you for that, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty over here home and more tonight.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
4HKX.
Well, Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I will be negative and negative, and would like to make sure everybody takes some time out tomorrow. All those that are fallen and are branches of military service. And hello to you, Tom.
Hello, Chris. Semper Fi, buddy.
KX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4, QHV. This is Nick.
Calls here in Echo Link Station. I will get you as soon as I recognize this group here. So just bear with me one more second. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T, down there in Moore. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, in Greer. Tom, good to hear you and Rusty tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And yes, I hope everyone takes some time out to remember the fallen tomorrow and why we have the freedoms that we do have here in this country. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down there in Pendleton. And Nick, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. And with that, we're going to pause here so we can get our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, here is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta from St. Pete, Florida. I'd like to take a moment and thank all of those who did indeed perish so that we could have our freedoms and fought for our freedoms. And we'll be negative and negative this evening. Hope everybody has a safe and reflective Memorial Day. So this is K2LXD back to net control. Thank you, sir.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Marshall, Marsh, K2XLD, down there in St. Pete, Florida. Good to hear you tonight. And yes, and once again, I pray everyone takes the time to remember what this weekend is really about, not just out celebrating, remembering the freedoms that we have and the reason why. And with that, we will move on up to Quebec 2 Tango one more time. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. 5 seconds for 3 miles. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Zulu KO4 WWZ. My name is Chen, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and I am currently mobile in Pendleton, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. That's it. Thank you. All veterans on the receiver, thank you for your sacrifice and your service. Thank you a lot.
4HKX. Patrick and everyone on the net, please check out November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. My name is Shane and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight.
4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative. And I have a request for a prayer for Ukraine. Ukraine, which is currently fighting for their freedoms.
All right, we'll welcome in Mr. Chandler, KO4WWZ, down there in Mobile in Pendleton. Chandler, you be safe out there, wherever you're traveling to. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and the family are having a wonderful weekend. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. Greg, good to hear you tonight. I do appreciate you stopping by and bringing a prayer request to us. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Check in, Kilo 4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate you being consistent, always checking in with us. I do look forward to checking you in. And with that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to open it up to the big group tonight. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel, location's Traveler's Rest. Negative and negative.
HKX. 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
So 4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ariel, our Tuesday night net controller, NY4G, down there in Traveler's Rest. Ariel, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for the night. And this is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And before we do that, I'd like to say, everyone, I pray you have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day, but once again, remember what this day truly represents. And remember our men and women have fought and died for this country and give us the freedoms that we have today. But with that, first on the stump tonight is Mr. Harry, KC4EZM. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KC4EZN. Well, good evening, Patrick, and everybody else. Saw something the other day, and it kind of put things in perspective. We have Armed Forces Day, which honors those people who are currently serving in uniform. Then we have Veterans Day, which honors those people who are not currently serving. They're not active, and they're not. Then we have Memorial Day tomorrow, which honors those people who didn't make it out of uniform, at least in the way that we look at our veterans. And that to me was interesting because I had never really thought of it quite that way, and it sort of brought home the real reason that we have tomorrow. And I don't know, that like I say, I had just never quite looked at it that way or thought of it that way. But anyway, those folks, we owe a depth of thank you that I don't think any of us are really capable of really expressing very, very well, except just you do it. Anyway, I was kind of curious, Patrick, what was happening in your weather this afternoon. I know up here where I'm at, we were on the edge, I think, of a couple of thunderstorms that went through and had a tree fall somewhere down the road and lost the power for about 45 minutes, which is really not, it's not even an inconvenience, but the weather down your way and maybe west of you and maybe in Upper South Carolina didn't look real good according to the forecast I looked at. I just wonder what happened to you, Patrick.
I have to say, we have been very fortunate right here where I'm at, and that storm has just skirted to the north of us, So it must have just come across the tail end of it. It must have just come across where you're at. But all we've got is just a little bit of light rain this evening. No major storms or anything like that to report down here. And I was just looking at the radar while you were talking, and looks like we're free and clear for the next little while anyway.
Well, that's good. I kind of wondered, because it looked like, looking at the different weather maps, that it's almost like that storm, and I think it's the one that they had all the bad weather out west yesterday. It's sort of as it came across the mountain, and part of it split and went north, which I think I probably got on the south edge of that. We had about a 15-minute cloud burst, thunder clapper, and didn't see a whole lot of lightning, but heard a whole lot of thunder, and it came down real hard, but again, it was short. And then again, looking at the weather forecast, there was the folks west over in Macon County, you know, bordering Tennessee, looked like they had some possibilities of tornadoes. So anyway, I just curious, but like I say, looked like it kind of came our way and sort of split and went north and south. And listening to the National Weather Service, their weather warning was like anything west of I-77. they had all kinds of thunderstorm warnings and stuff like that. Anyway, just curious, Patrick, we'll turn it back to you and say 7-3, and appreciate you calling the net tonight. And again, everybody just remember what tomorrow's all about. The fact that we're sitting here right now, I think, is just a little bit of what tomorrow is all about. KO4HKX, KC4EZN, 7-3 Patrick and everybody else. Thanks.
Really good to talk to you tonight. Hadn't had a chance to talk to you in a while, but good to hear from you. And yeah, it looks like the mountains around Brevard, Transylvania County, split that where it went north and south of us. That's one of the things about these mountains. They kind of push the weather around sometimes, and sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you don't. And you just got to take the good with the bad. But again, good to hear you tonight. Good to talk to you. And thank you for stopping by. And yes, thank you for the rundown there on those days, because I'd never put it together like that myself. But thank you for that. I do appreciate it. And thank you for stopping by. With that, we will go one more time right quick, see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. KB2GUN, Bill and Mills River, good evening to you, Patrick and Nels.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Patrick. Good evening, Elise. Good evening to all on the net. And I hope everybody has a good day tomorrow. Don't forget what it's all about. And everybody have a good week. Thank you, Patrick. No traffic, no comment.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. We're in Mills River, or up in Mills River for me. And Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for stopping by over here. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the Sunday Night Net over on the 146.640 machine with a tone of 91.5. And it starts at 8 o'clock, and he would greatly appreciate it if you'd stop by over there. There's several of us that go over there and check in on their net, and they come over here and check in on ours. And it's just good to support each region and the clubs and help each other out in any way we can. And that's the least we can do is check in on each other's nets and get the numbers up. But Sid, thank you for stopping by tonight, and I do appreciate it. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful weekend. With that, we'll try one more time, and then I'm going to go to Larry and see what's on his mind tonight. So Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo, India Kilo, Brant and Fletcher. I'd like to stick around and for a comment, please.
Please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Same here, Jim, Juliet, NMI, location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me negative, negative. I'm good in the bottom of that.
4HKX, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
I was right here for a moment. And I believe it was Bryant. Bryant, would you come back to me with your call sign and location and name again, please, sir?
Yes, this is, my name's Bryant. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, November, Tango. Call sign is Kilo, Quebec, 4, Kilo, India, Kilo. My location is Fletcher, North Carolina.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Kilo, India, Kilo.
That's correct.
Welcome, Mr. Brant. I believe how you're saying your name is a little bit scratchy, so it's hard on my end. If I'm doing it wrong, I do apologize. We'd like to welcome Mr. Brant, KQ4KIK, over in Fletcher. And Brant, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir, and being patient with me. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4NLR, nothing like radio, down there in Greenville. Jim, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OS. We do appreciate that also. With that, we'll try one more time, Larry, and then I'll jump up there to you. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW Rich and Greenville. Just walked in, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to jump back up here and see what's on Larry's mind tonight and give him the stump. Please, KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. There you are, Patrick. Thank you for being here for us tonight. Well, it was quite an exciting afternoon, wasn't it? I know that we had three radios on. One was upstairs, two downstairs, listening to the National Weather Service and Skywarn. Because, well, it just looked awful here. The skies went, really dark, really dark. The wind came up and howled. Got a little bit of rain. One good gust of wind. And most of it skirted right by us. And I do feel blessed. I'm not, you know, being facetious here. I do feel blessed. And I know that there has to be somebody who got a whale of a storm. They were calling, on Skywarn, they were calling for, everything from pea-size to half-dollar-size hail. Reports, and so my best wishes go out to everybody who took the brunt of this storm. Now, they're coming, aren't they? We've had a few like that just this spring. So, everybody be ready for anything. That's all I gotta say. Be ready for anything. Keep all that stuff picked up out of the yard. Everything tied down that might blow away. And anything that might blow and hurt somebody or go through your house or anything like that, you know. And we are blessed to be able to... two things. To report, if you're a Skywarn spotter, to report what's going on in your neighborhood. And then to listen to Skywarn. And it's really more involving to listen to several of, I know that there's some repeaters that are linked. Just scan through SC Hart and T-Bark and some of the other repeaters that are connected. And they all go on at the same time and you hear the same person. But it's real personal, or so it seems, real personal, you know. The weather channel or whatever is, you know, it can't be that personal. So, anyhow, I hear you fared well, and I'm awfully glad about that. Otherwise, how was your afternoon? KK4JBQ.
Larry, I'm glad that it wasn't more serious down there than it was, first off. And looking at the map, it's already out towards Charlotte, that storm has. And so it's moving fast. And looks like it was just, like I said, the mountain just split it north and south of us, which that's typical for here where I live. But like I said, if it ever gets in this bowl up here, it kind of pulls out. But yeah, it's been a rough couple of days with weather around. Been several severe storms come through the area. And the to the Skywarn stuff, you're getting that firsthand before the news gets it. That's where they get a lot of their stuff from. So if you listen to it, you'll get a firsthand on it, and quicker than you can get it on the TV or anything on the radio, that's for sure. So keep that in mind. And I know they just changed the K9OH repeater over to a frequency of 147, 135 with a DCS tone of 311, if I remember correctly. But don't hold me to that. Go look it up. Make sure it's right for yourself. But they did change the frequency on it, so that some people may not have got that message yet.
Yeah, I did not get that message yet. Could you just repeat that slowly?
That 147.135, it has a DCS tone, which is a digital tone, of 311.
And assuming that if you have an older radio, you don't have a digital 311?
I don't know on that, Larry. I don't know how far back it was when they started putting those in. I know most all the radios I have got it. I don't know of anyone that doesn't. And the Kenwood that I run in the tool truck and ID5100, they're not new radios. They've been around for 10, 15 years. So I would assume you just have to check your owner's manual for it, because every manufacturer will probably be different on that.
Now that's good advice, and I'm sure everyone's glad they listened tonight. I am for sure. Now I know you've got some other people to talk, so I won't, and we're way past the half hour. All is well and good so far. And regarding tomorrow, two things. One is that I recall two or three years ago, we had one net control operator who opened up our net, welcomed everybody to recognize someone in their family, or maybe several family members who have fallen in the line of service. And that was, I still remember that night and how it made me stand right up tall, you know. And I appreciate that very much. If anybody else recalls it better, you might mention that. Second, I have a little quiz for you. Who was it, and on what occasion was it, who said something in a speech which mentioned the last full measure of devotion, referring to the fallen in one of our wars. The last full measure of devotion.
Yeah, I really don't know on that one. You got me stumped altogether. So I'll have to look that one up, or maybe you can let us know.
Well, I was reminded of this and learned a great deal by looking up just that phrase, last full measure of devotion. It was Abraham Lincoln in his Gettysburg Address. And in regards to the Civil War that we fought in this country, which took the most Americans, over 600,000 of us. A great lesson, I should hope, for everybody. Yeah, but that's how the loss of someone defending our nation, even amongst ourselves, I should say, that's how it was referred to, and it just grips me, those words, that those folks, all of those men at the time, I'm sure there was probably a woman or two in there, don't you know? But they gave their last full measure of devotion to the country. Patrick, have yourself a good night. Thank you again for calling the net for us and bringing us together. This is KK4JBQ, and I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you for bringing that piece of information and sharing that piece of history with us, because our history is slowly being forgotten or erased altogether with our culture nowadays, and it will do us good to hear it from, I don't mean this in any derogatory way, but our elders. I am probably one of the younger on the net, I do appreciate that, and I'll have to go read that, the Gettysburg Address again, and look into that. It has been quite some time since I was in high school now, and read that.
LCI?
Let me make sure Larry didn't have anything else to say.
Might add is that it was a short speech for Lincoln, a short speech. But, of course, it was packed. That man was quite an orator, you might say, one of the true statesmen, and just the right man for the job in his time. I don't think anybody else could have pulled it off. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Larry, thank you again for that piece of information. And like I said, I'll have to go read that again. And KO4HGX recognizing A4LZI.
I mean, he didn't cut in on anybody, but I was on the HT. I ain't hooked this back up and heard y'all talking about Billy's repeater and that new frequency pack. If the radio you got is too old, it won't do it. That 2400HJZU I got dates to 1993. It won't do a digital tone. It won't do it. Now, if it's fairly new, say about 2-2, it'll do it. But if you go too far back, I got an 02AT over here, won't do it. 202 realistic, it won't do it. That 2400H that I got, it won't do it. If you go back too far, they won't do the digital tone. They won't. But you're right, that's 147, 135, and that digital tone is 311, but there is a, for too old, you're just out of luck. Back to Nick, KI4LCI.
Thank you for coming by and clarifying that for me. I wasn't 100% sure, but I did know they had changed it over to the 147.135 recently. I think it's been like 2 weeks ago, if I remember correctly, maybe three. But thank you for coming by and clarifying that for us.
I was in a situation with HT where I couldn't get in, and I hooked this up to come back here and inform y'all that.
I remember the previous repeater that was on that frequency period ended up being a forgotten repeater and ultimately went off the air to K4GXZ that was up near Brevard. It used to be on that pair about 8 or 10 years ago, but it was forgot about and went off the air, and that frequency pair become available, and Billy's been having problems with 4-7 for ages. He's trying this to see. Time will tell. It's just if we say it. If your radio's too old, it won't do the digital tone. Go ahead and get your director, KI4LCI.
Thank you for that again, and I do appreciate you coming by and bringing that to us. But I don't have anybody else that directs you, so have I. Let's see if you got any check-ins here right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. I have missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Please call KO4HKX.
Tells the IBM you got nobody else. I'm just going to mention this, but I think your radio's new enough that'll do it. It's in your truck there. It's fairly new to that, so you should be able to do that digital tone okay.
Radios I've got will do it. I don't know of anyone that I have that wouldn't, so I just got to get them programmed in. I hadn't done it yet.
The process of getting things myself changed over for that, and finding out some of them won't key it. I can hear it, but they won't do the digital tone, so I can't key it up. But being that you travel like you do, and you never know when these things are going to pop up, I would strongly suggest you make that a priority. Go ahead, KI4LCI.
I have it programmed in, so I can flip over and listen anyway. But I do appreciate you coming to us tonight and bringing us that information. You're always a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the repeaters and tones and call signs. And you've got a bear trap for a mind up there on information, Andy. So you always amaze me with that. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. This is WOATU, Eddie in Simpsonville. I've been listening ever since we started. And I don't know about this. I'll be keeping time and all that kind of stuff, but I started hamming in 1940 something, back there, and I put some time in the Coast Guard or Navy ship in World War II, and then I put some time in in the Coast Guard or Navy ship in the Korean War, but I worked on a newspaper, printing newspapers from all that time until a few years ago when I retired. But it's a lot of fun, I tell you. I've been a hammer since. Well, I think it's 1948, I think. But yeah, I've had a good time and enjoyed all of it over.
Eddie, let me first off say thank you for your service. And it's always a pleasure to check you in, Eddie. You're just a wealth of experience. And it's always good to hear you. And just listen to the stories that you have lived, not just told, but lived. So I do appreciate you stopping by here nightly with us and bringing that in here.
This is it. Like things calm down a little bit. I hear a lot of people here calling in dance and all that stuff. So, but we enjoy it, and we try to use it. I've done a lot of hamming and a lot of hurricanes. I used to live in Southport, North Carolina, Wilmington, and Whiteville. I used to get a bunch of hurricanes coming through the places. I'm going to let you go, and I think I'm going to hit a sack. But, GL4HKX. This is WONDQ.
We're NDQ, Eddie. Good to hear you tonight. And again, thank you for stopping by, and thank you for your service. I do appreciate that, and I know everyone else listening does also. So I do appreciate you stopping by. But I done some quick math on that, and you said you were a ham since 1948 to now. So that's 76 years. So I can only imagine what you've seen change in technology over 76 years with this hobby. So thank you for stopping by, Mr. Eddie. I do appreciate every time you come in here with something, and always a pleasure to check you in. And with that, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, but I just want you to be sure of it, though, about KI4LCI. A lot of that equipment that Andy used back then, you're going to find on that RadioBoulevard.com website, whether it's military, amateur, the whole works. You'll find a lot of that equipment he saw back then over there. Go ahead with it, KI4LCI.
Thank you, sir, for that information. I'll have to check that out. But with that, is there any more check-ins? Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Neat to hear a man talking. It's been a ham since the year I was born, this K4ROW.
Yes, it is. He was ham long before I was born. So, like I said, it's always good to hear him check in and good to listen to the stories that he brings.
Thought about things that were going on radio-wise, like even the Citizens Band that I was into before I got into ham radio. But I was just a kid. And I'm trying to remember names of people back then. And there was one guy in particular. He was a red-headed guy. He was sight impaired here in Granville. And what he did for a living was tune pianos. And I can't remember the guy's name to save my soul.
That tends to happen to us. They say the memory, one of the first things to go is we age. And I'll have to attest that as I am aging. Like I said, I'm probably one of the younger ones on the net tonight. But I can definitely tell things are changing for me.
And it's not getting better, but it is what it is. And I'm happy to have been here anyway. I'll let you go. K4ROW73.
Richard, good to talk to you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, sir. And we'll try one more time. I'd like to get one more check-in. That would put me at 50. So we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK.
PNGQ, are you telling me? If I make it to October the 20th this year, I'll be 100 over.
Eddie, that is just amazing. October the 20th, I'll have to put that on my calendar and see what's going on. But definitely have to try to remember that, that you'll be 100 years old on October the 20th. My things you've seen and experienced in your lifetime.
I had a lot of experiences, and I had about 59 years with a country newspaper in southeastern North Carolina. We printed them for them and all that stuff, and I was a printer, among other things. I retired after about 59 years, I believe. I had that company. So we'll let you go. I'm going to get ready to go to bed myself. The reason I'm in this part of the world is my daughter married a man that works for somebody. I can't remember his name, but I had his own company. He runs a lot of stuff with the people there, rest of people there. And when I retired, I moved down here to be near them, but I will stay with them. Just stay a few blocks away. And they look after me pretty good, I reckon, in the old age. So good night, and I'll be trying to pick me off to the nets with the ham. WSW4, Norway, Texas, Quebec.
Again, thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And glad to have you in the area, that's for sure. And with that, have we missed anybody for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HPX. Go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, this is KB2GUN, Bill in Mills River. I got one that, by proxy, his name is John, in Mills River. His call sign is Kilo Mike 4, November, Alpha, Juliet.
Kilo 4, David KX, please check the Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Boyd,
all right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jonathan, KM4NAJ, over Mills River. And Bill, thank you for bringing him in, sir. I do appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that also. And with that, have we missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody. And I invite you tomorrow night, and same frequency, 146-610. And that will be Mr. Gary calling the net tomorrow night, is best I remember. He's got the fourth Monday night. So I know he'd love to have you check in and come by and visit with him for a little bit. And let's all remember what tomorrow is about. And that is our fallen soldiers that paid the ultimate sacrifice, so that we can celebrate our freedom that they have fought and died for. So with that, give me just a moment and I will send my net report. So 4HX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking. We will now return to repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HX, clear.
WWZ, KO4WWZ, you still out there, Chandler? This is KI4LZI. Larry, KK4JBQ, this is KI4LZI.
ZI, KK4JBQ, I'm here.
By now, you probably had those, all that program. Well, you said you had them on, no. You got all of them programmed in with it now?
Well, I'm pretty sure my radio will do it. However, if you don't have the programming software and use a computer as well as the radio, then your button pushing job is a big one, a big job. So I'm reading my manual right now and figuring out how it is I am to put in that tone. I appreciate whoever it was that that mentioned it to alert me again. I do check into Billy's repeater on occasion, and I would be way off, I suppose, if I hadn't made note of that. So I also need to get the, oh goodness, I forget the name of it, but the software that Kenwood makes available for this radio makes it easy, you know. And it's easy in the fact that it remembers should you have to shut your radio down, move it to another place, and set it all up again. And somehow lose, you know, everything you had in there. The software is good for that, but it also keeps you from having to use the you know, the tones, the tones like that to program it on the fly without the software. Do you have any radios that require software to program it?